This is Senator Al Simpson. Federal insurance requirements for underground storage tanks are driving thousands of small gas station owners down the road to bankruptcy. Will Ted Kennedy help us detour around the wreckage and help ease the pain? We'll face off in a moment. Ted, the problem of cleaning up contamination from these leaking tanks is serious stuff. We worked to deal with the issue in Congress by having a required level of financial responsibility that gas station owners and other tank owners had to meet to provide for the cleanup. But now we're seeing a dandy of a problem. Some small businesses just can't handle the federal directive of having a $1 million worth of insurance to cover the cost of cleaning up leaks. It's no problem for the big boys, but the little guys nationwide are going belly up. Congress must help. We did it to them. Sure, we must make certain that contamination is cleaned up and future leaks prevented, but we must also be realistic. Small businessmen need our help here. Wouldn't you agree with me, Ted?
It's a problem, Al, but a bigger problem is you didn't mention any solution. For years, we ignored the pollution of leaking underground gasoline storage tanks. If drinking water is contaminated, the consequences are serious, since chemicals in gasoline cause cancer. The average filling station has 3 10,000-gallon tanks in the ground. The vast majority are old and rusting, accidents waiting to happen that can cost millions to clean up. It's not just the burden of insurance. New federal rules set timetables to repair old tanks. Thousands of mom-and-pop stations are feeling the pinch. One study says up to 41% could be squeezed out of business in the next 15 years. That's a big problem in small towns with only a single station. The best solution is state risk funds tailored to local needs to pool the financial burden. 25 states are already moving on this idea, Al. Check it out. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on civil rights for the 43 million Americans who suffer from disabilities. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. The big civil rights bill of 1989 has a head of steam and is poised to roll down the track. With Senator Al Simpson, climb aboard. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, the number one civil rights bill of 1989 is the Americans with Disabilities Act, and it deserves your support. Its goal is to eliminate the physical and psychological barriers that fence off the 43 million Americans with disabilities from the rest of our society and keep them from being first-class citizens. The key concept can be stated in a simple word: accessibility. Accessible housing, accessible buses and subways, accessible offices, accessible communications, and accessible public accommodations like hotels, restaurants, and restrooms. Eliminating physical barriers is the easy part. The hard part is rooting out the medieval attitudes of bias that plague the handicap in modern society. Here's a challenge, Al. Spend a day in a wheelchair, and then tell me you don't think this bill should pass.
Ted, I'm right there with you when you say it's time for Congress to enact a comprehensive bill for Americans with disabilities. But Ted, the 1989 edition of the Americans with Disabilities Act, as it is written, is sure not the proper approach. In employment, for example, the Act requires not just equality of opportunity, but equality of result. It creates an affirmative duty on the part of government and the private sector, which is quite beyond the duty to remove obstacles to opportunity. This bill would allow people to sue and collect damages if they think they might be discriminated against in the future. Who ever heard of such prospective damages? We are ready to work on reasonable legislation that offers some constructive, realistic, and sensible solutions to enhance the independence and productivity of people with disabilities. Do you ever listen to us, Ted? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again next on attempts to control programming choices for our nation's broadcasters. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. There's again a move afoot in Congress to control programming choices for our nation's broadcasters. Will Ted Kennedy please tune in and join me in calling this a really bad move? We'll face off in a moment. Ted, the federal government sure doesn't need to be involved in the picky details of control of modern broadcasting. When television and radio were new inventions, it was necessary and appropriate to be certain that all sides of a current issue were presented to the public, and the fairness doctrine was the government's answer to accomplish that. But today we operate in a wholly different environment. Our many different radio and TV stations and other media outlets besiege us with various views. The FCC has begun deregulating our airwaves, and that's working. It is most important that the public hear all sides of the vital issues of the day, Ted, But it darn sure isn't our place here to tell them what's available. Let the people make their own choices on this one. With me, pal?
Nice try, Al, but a solid majority of Congress disagrees with you. In fact, my position would be the law today if President Reagan hadn't vetoed the bill we sent him in 1987 to require broadcasting stations to air both sides of controversial issues. For years, the Fairness Doctrine applied to broadcasters under FCC rules. When the right-wing Reagan Commission tried to abandon the rule in the 1980s, Congress had to act. Every citizen understands the immense power of broadcasting stations. In the vast majority of communities across the country, a handful of stations dominate the market. The Fairness Doctrine ensures that when controversial public issues are aired, the watching and listening public gets to hear both sides. That way, wealthy ideological broadcasters can't tilt an issue to their side and distort the debate. You sure don't get the other side watching a movie or sports event on cable. The Fairness Doctrine makes democracy work better. Don't junk it, Al. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is Senator Al Simpson. President Bush scored plenty high in his NATO debut. How would Ted Kennedy like to keep score on that effort? We'll face off in a moment. Ted, the president's surprise NATO proposal to reduce American and Soviet conventional forces in Europe is a challenging and bold one. You've been yammering at him for not taking the initiative and for not answering the ploys and puzzlings of Soviet leader Gorbachev. This one should muffle those mumblings. Our conventional forces are the first line of defense against a Soviet threat. Currently, Warsaw Pact conventional forces outnumber our troops by 3-1. But the reductions proposed by the president, most heavily on the Soviet side, would bring those numbers into balance. Sure, the changes now occurring in the Soviet Union are innovative and exciting. We must be equally creative in our approach. George Bush is sure doing it. Ted, swallow hard now and join me in commending the president for his great leadership and vision.
You're right about the NATO summit, Al. It was very successful, the more so because of the disarray leading up to it. President Bush deserves credit for taking charge, insisting that his administration snap out of its inertia, end its petty sniping at Gorbachev, and come up with solid U.S. initiatives. President Bush got up to speed in short order with bold proposals to reduce conventional forces in Europe and a skillful compromise with West Germany on reducing short-range nuclear forces. The trip may be a watershed, Al. The president finally seems to have found the handle on the vision thing. The real question is, what will it take to get the president off the dime on domestic issues, starting with challenges like health care, education, and the war on drugs? When he does, he'll find Democrats in Congress more than willing to meet him halfway. Who knows, Al? Perhaps we could get Chancellor Kohl to call for an increase in the minimum wage. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the war on drugs. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Republicans talk tough about the war on drugs, but when it comes to paying for it, they just say no. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the current emergency appropriations bill moving through the Congress has divided Republicans and Democrats in the war on drugs. It turns out that you Republicans want to talk about drugs, but you don't want to act. You don't want to pay for the additional police, prosecutors, prisons, and other resources needed to wage that war effectively. In fact, President Bush is apparently so sure he doesn't need additional funds that he's threatened to veto the whole bill. That makes no sense, Al. Just last month, the president announced a crime program in which he asked for an extra $1 billion just for prisons. Congress responded by offering to make additional funds available now, including more for prisons. Yet President Bush says, no thanks, not yet. What gives, Al? Those funds were needed yesterday. Wait till next year is no way to wage the war on drugs.
Let me tell you what gives, Ted. The president didn't say no thanks, he just said not yet. Truth is, Ted, these funds weren't needed yesterday. The money from the last supplemental appropriation for drug funding hasn't even been spent yet. The National Drug Strategy, which will direct the spending, won't even be ready until September 1st, and the drug funding in this package can't be spent until October 1st. Stop kidding the troops. Major added drug funding is planned for 1990, when it really will be needed. But you want to put the cart in front of the nag. You also want to strip the defense funds targeted for the war on drugs and toss those bucks recklessly into any old domestic program. Who's really serious about fighting the drug scourge, Ted? The president is, and I am. Quit the hype, hysteria, and political funsies and climb aboard. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the house cleaning of the Democratic leadership of the House of Representatives. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. Certain House Democrat leaders are paying a dear, dear price for their own questionable personal affairs. Once they shrieked sleaze at every poor soul in Reagan's camp. Now who's crying in their suds? Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, some House Democrat leaders are now jumping ship like rats amid tough personal questions. These are tough times for them. We all feel the anguish of people in pain. But isn't it so hypocritical and shallow that these very same people just short months ago were gleefully rigging up the guillotine for Ed Meese, Ronald Reagan, and all their associates? Boy, this is what we get with a solidly entrenched and arrogant majority abusing a minority unable to challenge it. Is the sleaze factor playing a double whammy on you Dems, Ted? Will mistrust and disgust turn the tide and put your pals out to sea? Sounds like the system's finally ironing out its own kinks. Sure long overdue.
Al, that mindless cannibalism won't work on face-off either. One thing honest ethics doesn't mean is the dishonest Newt Gingrich, Joe McCarthy strategy of smearing the whole Democratic majority in the House of Representatives. Did you see what Gingrich did, Al? He even held up a little anonymous list, just like Joe McCarthy. Whatever Jim Wright's problems, he's a speaker who spoke for the country. He spoke out against the Reagan administration's illegal war in Nicaragua. He spoke out against Republican attacks on Social Security. He spoke out for civil rights, for a fair minimum wage, and for all the other issues that make this a better and fairer country. And Tom Foley, the new Speaker of the House, will speak out just as powerfully for those ideas and values. We need ethics reform, which is something honest Al Simpson didn't mention. What's the matter, Al? Afraid reform will cramp the style of your fat cats and put your big contributors out of business? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on President Bush's veto of the minimum wage. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. President Bush is wrong to veto the minimum wage, but Congress can set things right by overriding the veto. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the president seems determined to prove that kinder and gentler doesn't mean those who deserve help the most. Why else would he veto a raise in the minimum wage for the working poor? It's the most effective way to reduce poverty, but the administration just says no. The president wants to prove that he's tough, but the minimum wage is the wrong place to dig in his heels. Imagine that. The president of the United States showing he's tough by taking on the most underpaid workers in society. It's the domestic equivalent of invading Grenada, beating up on someone who can't fight back. The minimum wage is a 50-year-old promise by government to every citizen. If you work for a living, you won't have to live in poverty. President Bush broke that promise, Al, but Congress can keep it by overriding the president's unfair veto.
Like invading Grenada? Come on, Ted. Your obsessive crusade for this wage increase is growing old, musty, and dusty. But you're wrong-headed again, Ted. Wrong about the president and wrong about the minimum wage. A wage increase does not reduce poverty. It only makes it tougher for people to rise above the poverty level. To lift them out of poverty, we have to help workers learn to handle an increasingly complex world. They need the basic skills and some good, honest-to-God employment opportunities, not dead-end stuff. The president tried to give them just that. He offered a good increase to $4.25 per hour, up nearly a buck, and he included a 6-month training wage at the current minimum wage that employers could pay to the new workers. It is a great idea. I'm just sorry for the people who could have used it desperately that you wouldn't budge. Shame. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on emergency medical care funds needed right now by our veterans. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. Can Ted Kennedy shake loose and come to the aid of veterans who are being held hostage by the continued piling on of the old pork? We'll face off in a moment. Ted, it's no news that the VA medical system urgently needs more funding. Many of us successfully urged the president to request additional bucks early in the year. But when the House Democrats finally finished with that measure, it was bulked up like a trainload of oil bran, weighed down with special interests and going nowhere. When the House finally did send over a bill to fund only the veterans' programs, the Senate, exciting more of the pork barrel promisers, funded the VA medical programs, but only until June 15th. The House refused to swallow that, and now our veterans are paying the real price in reduced services for this partisan bumbling. Let's fix it up, Ted. I know appropriations measures are the only real way for you Democrats to bring home the bacon, but just this once, how about a kindly thought for the folks who really need these bucks?
Cut it out, Al. You Republicans are the ones who played politics with that spending bill. It's the first, last, and only appropriations legislation in the new Congress for 1989. That means it's the only chance this year to undo the harshest cuts left over from the Reagan administration. Veterans deserve additional funding, and they'll get it. But why are Republicans dead set against other needs, such as paying for the war on drugs? That's what this debate is all about. Call it pork if you like, Al, but we're losing ground in the war on drugs because we won't provide enough funds to fight the war effectively. What's the point of declaring war and then running up the white flag? One other point, Al. The real tragedy for veterans' medical care is that we're spending so much and providing so little in the way of decent care. It's true of all aspects of our health care system. I wish just once, Al, that you'd join me on real reform. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. U.S. banks need to be more flexible on third world debt. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, momentous negotiations are underway between foreign governments and U.S. banks on an issue that may well determine the fate of many democracies in our hemisphere. The mountain of debt, crushing Mexico and other third world nations and threatening their stability. It's a complex issue, but our failure to deal with it over the past decade has sown seeds of crisis throughout the hemisphere. The riots in Argentina, brought on by the country's long-run economic crisis, are an ominous sign of the upheavals ahead if we ignore the problem. The Bush administration has taken a giant step in the right direction by asking the U.S. banks, whose lending practices cause much of the problem, to become part of the solution by writing off some of their foreign debt so that debtor nations can free up scarce funds for investment and economic growth. That makes sense, Al. Whose side are you on, the president's or the banks?
Well, I'm with the president, Ted. You can bank on it. But it isn't a matter of just taking sides. The president is right, and I'm startled to hear you admit it. Getting soft? The debt of the less developed countries is a crushing problem, and it can't be solved by governments or multilateral development groups alone. Banks have done some creative work on this problem. In one new approach, banks sell part of the debt at a loss to a group which will forgive the debt in exchange for conservation measures to be taken by the debtor country. Banks have finally realized that there must be some restructuring in order to lessen the chance of economy-driven instability in Latin America and to make it possible for continued development. Multilateral organizations have a key role here, too, with full funding to come from member governments. There are no easy solutions here, Ted, but your encouragement and cooperation is right helpful there, Padna. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the sad and brutal massacre in China. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. Before the stunned eyes of the world, a peaceful demonstration for democracy in China has turned into a sad, brutal, and repugnant massacre. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, Congress was so right to strongly condemn the Chinese government for its obscene use of inhumane force against excited students demonstrating peacefully for democracy. Our president responded with reason and sense, ceasing arms sales to China and suspending military consultations. He rightfully deplored the military activity and urged a return to restraint. We have all observed these fine students with anxious interest. China is struggling with awesome change, and we must encourage those who march for democracy. Yet, Ted, it would be flat wrong to cut off our diplomatic relations. That would only further isolate China from the world community and impede all progress. The president is proceeding with skill, common sense, experience, and diplomacy, Ted, and that's just what this most delicate situation demands.
Our people throughout the country will long remember what they were doing when they heard the sickening news that the People's Army in China had opened fire on the Chinese students. Thanks to courageous journalists under impossible conditions, the world knows much of what happened, even if most of the Chinese people don't. The Chinese leaders have disgraced themselves in the eyes of the world. This may be the first mass murder carried out live on radio and television. We may never get an honest answer about how many thousand students died, but all of them are martyrs to the day when China finally embraces their ideals, as one day it surely will, and a new Statue of Liberty rises in Tiananmen Square. Meanwhile, as events unfold, it's essential for the United States to speak with one voice against the brutality and work with other nations to condemn it. President Bush deserves credit for ordering appropriate sanctions, Al, and Congress is right to support him. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on new ideas in early childhood education. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy with a new idea in education for Senator Al Simpson. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, there's a new idea in education that may well become the best investment we can make in the country's future. It's called Smart Start. By starting education earlier, when children are 4 years old or even 3 years old, some parents already do it if they can afford it because they know it makes a difference. Studies prove that the idea is extremely cost-effective, and it's also applicable to mass education. One landmark study in Michigan followed a group of four-year-olds for 20 years. Every dollar invested when they were four saved $7 in later costs for unemployment, welfare, and crime. The nation is already heavily into daycare, Al, but too often we're just warehousing children for many hours a day. We're missing the chance to start educating them, too. We need bolder thinking in education, and Smart Start should be part of our answer. Is old Neanderthal Al ready for a new idea?
Neanderthal Al? Better yet, is old entitlement Teddy ever going to learn the concept of a balanced budget? I'm all for the newest ideas that will improve and advance the education of our young people, even our very young people. But right now, this whole country is in the hole for nearly $3 trillion. And even if this new idea is to be cost-effective in the long run, we pay the very expensive bills right up front. In fact, the evidence is not clear. The Michigan study dealt only with poor minority children, Ted. Some critics say early education can actually reduce later achievement by non-disadvantaged children. And some say the abstract concepts create undue pressure on kids and actually interfere with child development. Ted, I support the finest, smartest education programs money can buy while still paying our bills. I guess that is a little old-fashioned and probably corny in your lingo. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the election of Tom Foley as House Speaker. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. A most appropriate event happened in the House of Representatives last week when Tom Foley was elected as Speaker. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, I'm pulling off the old 6-ounce gloves today, pal. I know you agree with me. Our Congress is the real beneficiary with Tom Foley as House Speaker. He's a respected leader who can bring a new sense of mission to that office and to that body. He knows the difference between Washington State and Washington, D.C. Tom Foley was so on target when he said, "It's time to end the hostility in Congress and to concentrate on legislating." He pledged to work with the President and members of both parties in the common interest of the country. Boy, that's a pretty welcome breath of fresh air blowing away the stench over there. Ted, Speaker Foley feels we must debate positions with vigor and passion, and that we can do this reasonably and fairly. Now, you and I are perfect testimony of that, pal. I very rarely agree with any of your liberal gibberish, but we both know I'm always genial, sensible, and reasonable.
Al, I hear your high road, but you've got to worry more about the low road of your colleagues at the Republican National Committee, because they haven't got your message. They tried to smear Tom Foley from the day it seemed likely he'd be Speaker. They spread scandalous anonymous rumors and innuendos, and they finally got caught. They embarrassed the Republican Party, Al. Even Senate Republican leader Bob Dole called those tactics garbage. Lee Atwater and Newt Gingrich have pulled one too many dirty tricks, Al, and it's time honorable leaders of your party called them to account. You and I have both worked closely with Tom Foley, and we know him as one of the ablest and most decent members of Congress. That helps explain why some in your party are resorting to dirty tricks, trying to poison the well before the public gets to know Tom Foley, too. They aimed their mud at the new Speaker, Al, but this time they hit themselves. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the minimum wage. The battle enters a new stage. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. We'll be right back. This is Ted Kennedy. Congress failed to override President Bush's unfair veto of the minimum wage, but we'll try again with a second bill. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the House of Representatives came within a few votes of the two-thirds majority needed to override President Bush's veto of the minimum wage. The president offered to sign a bill to increase it to $4.25 an hour, but that's too little. The minimum wage hasn't gone up in 8 years. What the president wants isn't even enough to offset inflation. The president also wants no increase for workers during their first 6 months on the job. He calls it a training wage, but it's really a Trojan horse. It will unfairly deny the increase to millions of workers who deserve it. Name me a minimum wage job, Al, that takes 6 months to learn. Join us on a compromise, Al. This time, with your help instead of opposition, we can persuade the president to sign a fair increase.
What's that I hear, Ted? Compromise? Fairness? Is your unproductive stonewalling and stubbornness giving way to reason? Is that dazzling man of the people image getting a wee tarnished? The president's offer of a minimum wage increase was a compromise package from the start. It still is. You and your liberal cronies were the ornery and stubborn bunch. You wouldn't budge an inch, and you didn't help a soul. And now you want a bargain? Nice to see you finally rolled out of bed. You bet. I'll urge him to sign a bill that's realistic, and it will include a training wage that really does help young people who have little or no skills. Without it, labor costs rise and employers hire fewer workers, Ted, and the young and unskilled workers are the first ones on the chopping block. I don't want to see that axe fall, Ted, and I don't think you really do either. Let's do something honest and fair and send the president a bill he can sign with pride. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. It's overdue for get tough time as we deal with the skyrocketing cost of guaranteed student loan defaults. Can Ted Kennedy make the grade? We'll face off in a moment. Ted, student loan defaults are hurting the quality of education we can offer to our young people. They are now one of the most expensive items in our education budget, nearly $2 billion this year. We have to act. Secretary Cavazos has introduced a package of reform initiatives that will save us $5.5 billion bucks over the next 10 years. He wants to put the blocks to the real villains, the unethical schools and conspiring parties who are raking in a profit at the expense of students and the taxpayers. The program was created to assure every American the opportunity for a first-rate education. These reforms will preserve that very special right while restoring accountability and shaving the costs of this vital program. How about it, Ted? Can you support a good education program that actually saves money and decks the deadbeats?
Al, Secretary Cavazos deserves credit for his plan. But let's be fair. This problem became a crisis years ago when the Reagan administration cut enforcement funds in half. That was an invitation to con artists to milk the program and let the government pay when loans went bad. That's also how the savings and loan mess started, Al, a federal guarantee for speculators gambling with people's savings. It was Senate Democrats who first put the heat on President Reagan to crack down on student defaults, but we lost time when Secretary Bennett proposed a solution worse than the problem. He wanted to close schools, helping needy students. I like Bill Bennett, Al, but as education secretary, he made a good drug czar. Secretary Cavazos is doing the job right. The new regulations can halt abuses, stop the budget hemorrhage, and preserve the worthwhile purpose of college loans. Tough enforcement, yes, but fair enforcement too, Al. That's what makes the difference. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Landmark child care legislation is moving through Congress, and help for working parents is on its way. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, one of the most serious problems facing working parents is the need for child care. The social revolution over the past 20 years means that half of all mothers with young children are now in the labor force. The problem is that child care is not readily available at a price most families can afford. Sometimes it's not available at any price. The result is that millions of working parents live lives of quiet desperation, relying on makeshift arrangements that often let them down, worrying, even under the best conditions, about the daily safety of their children. Don't pretend the private sector is solving the problem, Al. Major legislation moving through the Congress will increase the supply of child care, make it more affordable, and guarantee minimum standards of health and safety. You filibustered that idea last year, Al. Has kinder and gentler Simpson seen the light this year?
Sweet Al here, Ted. I filibustered a bad idea before, and I'll fight a bad idea now. You bet we need improved and expanded child care services, but this Democratic ABC bill isn't the answer, for any number of good reasons. Parents darn sure must make the personal decisions about their own child's care, but your bill lets the government decide what's best for them. Why discriminate against families where one parent stays home to care for the children? Your bill only helps when both parents work. Any legislation should increase the full range of child care choices. Your bill sets tough federal standards that will up the cost and drive some providers out of business. And finally, we should certainly target those most in need, and your bill would only help a small fraction of such people. Come on, Ted. We can both work for better child care, but let's get government out of the nursery. Uncle Sam looks silly as a babysitter. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on President Bush's new clean air package. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. President Bush has given us a sweeping package of initiatives targeted at cleaning up the nation's air. Will they help Ted Kennedy pierce through the fog? We'll face off in a moment. Ted, George Bush said during the campaign that he wanted to be the environmental president. Now he's proving up. His thoughtful clean air overhaul is designed to rid cities of smog, cut toxic industrial chemicals from the air, and protect lakes, fish, and forests from acid rain. Congress has been logjammed on this issue for 10 years, unable to find any suitable compromise for all the competing regional interests. But now we have to work in the interest of this entire nation to cut back ugly brown auto smog and snuff out sulfur dioxide emissions created by burning too much high sulfur coal. The president is dead serious, Ted. I was with him on a crystal blue Wyoming day last week when he shared his vision for all Americans to breathe clean, fresh air. I'm serious too, Ted, and ready to go to work. Are you ready and reasonable?
Al, that unusual sound our listeners just heard was a long overdue but well-executed Simpson flip-flop on the environment. You can't escape your record, Al. For 8 years, you were part of the Reagan Anti-Environment Brigade. You did the polluters' dirty work and blocked any progress on clean air. The Reagan administration didn't win any friends on the environment, Al, and neither did you. Now we have a new president, a new plan for clean air, and a new Al Simpson. I just hope your position survives the first visit from your fat cat contributors and the lobbyists for the polluters, because we'll need your vote in the battles ahead. President Bush deserves credit for delivering on his campaign promise to try to be the environmental president. And you deserve credit too, Al. When you were about to be run out of town, you ran around in front and made it look like a parade. Good footwork, Al. It's your brain work that gives me pause. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the Supreme Court's unfortunate retreat on civil rights. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.